potting. A piece of the world is in a clay pot, earth, for which I will be the rain. And the pot itself came from earth, clay, a different density from the airy, dark soil that welcomes roots. Whenever I see cooks mash potatoes now or roll a crust to hold the sliced, honeyed apples, I see the tree, I see the fruit, I see the earth that held the spuds, I see the clay that made the pot that holds my ferns, and the potter who kneaded clay like dough, who rolled it and molded it. I see the earth itself a kiln, glazing balls of clay, taking sand, melting it to glass. What I taught her. My student refuses to argue about anything. Her brother died young, a terrible death she nursed him through of AIDS. Her husband's brother likewise died young of AIDS. I do not like to correct my students' grammar or their spelling. Everything is luck and choice, and we can't blame the past for what a person chooses to do with their lives, she wrote. We all have many lives, I wrote. As cats do, but a person, I wrote, still chooses his or her lives or life. Please make an argument. Choose to. Do not assume everything is without causality. I did not write, as your mother has taught you. She wrote, some nights my husband and I lie in bed wondering out loud about our brothers and our son, who almost died in the first year of lung trouble, which he survived. Fight with words, I tell her, as you fought for your son's life. She does. She learns to argue. It is less important than how she and her husband found each other, about which I know nothing, or about what it means to lose a sibling young to sexual love with such a kicker, and if it matters at all, how a child dies young. Dogs outrunning people. I saw today a woman who has a kind of chariot now, in lieu of legs that work on their own power. She stands as tall as she can, perched high on the platform of her rolling machine, and her white dog races with her, she racing him on her powerful motor, both running past Hilliesbrook, her second husband with her, then letting her go, letting the dog exercise faster on his lead than anyone our age could run for long on two legs. She was laughing as she passed me, stopping at Hilliesbrook, where the arched branch completes a circle with its reflection. The dog was panting, as dogs do, instead of perspiring at the exertion. As her writings have told for years, the effort of holding together children, routine, school, space, memory, her will to love, start again unflagged and undeterred while everything broke and she kept everything running. Her face is hers and beautiful, her hands strong on the handlebar. Her pleasure is too strong for her smile to hold it. She is laughing as she passes me, and the white dog looks back. She adjusts the controls and catches up. Evenly they move away from me, still stopped, to look at the slow flowing water, the tree, the circle the branch makes with its reflection, and I nod to her husband, watching her far up ahead. He is walking with delight, alone.